When you're falling in love, you just want to keep hanging out all the time, every day, from now on. Time apart can be strangely unbearable. Musician Crystal Warren has been leaving her first love, Kansas City, for a long time. It was on a trip home from New York that she wrote her first love letter to her neglected hometown.
You know, I missed my hometown, and it felt like Kansas City was kind of scolding me for leaving.
And yet, she kept moving further away. She went to Paris, where things really took off. She got noticed. She built an international career. In fact, she's probably better known in Europe than she is in the Midwest. Her deep, resonant voice has earned comparisons to Aretha Franklin, Tracy Chapman, Nina Simone, and her new address makes her part of a long expatriate tradition for African-American musicians living in Paris. But she almost didn't stay long enough for any of that to happen. Because when she first arrived,
I was feeling pretty pretty alone, actually. You know, you fall into another culture. You know, that's not your own. You're miles and miles away from friends and family.
The people were different.
They're not cuddly.
They are not cuddly,
They're
I would agree.
They're not cuddly people, you know.
From a dot in the middle of the map, this is Midwesternish. I'm Gina Kaufman. On this episode, the story of Crystal Warren, or how to be at home in Paris when your heart is in the plains. The answer, of course, is love.
Well, I ended up getting hitched. I've become an honest woman.
But we'll get to that. Crystal Warren grew up in Kansas City proper, but the part of town where she lived has a quiet, almost forgotten feeling. Lots of ranch-style homes, car dealerships, and strip malls.
You know, I guess in hindsight, it was somewhat suburban. There's something about the south side of KC that feels really removed from any sort of activity, you know.
So like I remember, kind of sleepiness?
Yeah, there's a sleepiness there. You know, there was a lot of bike riding and climbing trees, that sort of thing.
And then when she was a teenager, she moved alone to an apartment in Midtown where the artists and hippies lived.
I remember thinking, what is this magical place?
I think a lot of people think that when they first encounter Midtown as teenagers.
Yeah, it seemed like I had kind of found my people.
She went to a public school for the arts.
I suppose the thing that I really remember most about my time in Paseo was how I felt a touch of freedom, you know. It was a growing confidence in, you know, something as minute as my appearance, my sense of style, you know, because so much of schooling is conforming, you know, and I felt that in any other environment I could have been perceived as, you know, the strange, weird, quiet kid. And there I was really kind of celebrated for you know, being a singer, being a musician, being different.
Can you describe your sense of style? Because you referenced it, and our listeners can't see you.
Plain Jane meets Oscar Wilde.
About now, you might be wondering where the whole music thing came from.
It was always there. I grew up in the Southern Baptist tradition, you know. So I was really brought up with a lot of gospel music in the house.
If you happen to play an instrument yourself, you know you always remember your first.
My very first guitar was given to me by my friend Tiana Taylor. It was she's a class a schoolmate of mine. We've known each other since we were 10 years old. And it was one of those rinky-dinky, you know, maybe it was a $10 guitar with a bird on the pickguard. and then from there I graduated to getting a Fender Squire at a pawn shop.
What did you do with it? Do you remember your first sort of fumbling interaction? I assume fumbling, but maybe that's not fair. First interactions.
Absolutely fumbling.
With this instrument that initially is awkward to hold and work
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was clueless. I didn't know what to do with that thing, and it took me maybe a year or two to figure out how to tune it. So wherever it was, tune-wise, I would just strum stuff, which in hindsight I think was pretty good. It helped me get familiar with it.
What was the first song you wrote?
The first song I ever wrote is called, I believe it's called Now I Know. I think I wrote it when I was 17 or 18.
Can you tell us about it?
I know that it was written leading up to New Year's, whatever year that was. I struggle to remember what year that was, but I remember that it had this tone of kind of reckoning with where I was at that time, and it had aspirations in it of gaining knowledge of. It was pretty heavy, I think, for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, know. Where do you think you were at that time? Like, when you were trying to, what were you trying to reckon with?
At that time, I was within state custody. I left home when I was 15 and emancipated myself. And I think that it was, you know. It was a time in my life where there was a great deal of uncertainty. I didn't really know what was going to be. What was going to be? Period. So, yeah, I think that music at that time really brought me through.
Music became her life and her career when she left school. She signed with a French label, and in 2008, they flew her to Paris to do some recording. What they did not get was a return ticket. Crystal was a working musician and didn't just have several hundred dollars lying around for a plane ticket at the moment, so she was just biding her time in Paris until she could get home to the States. But...
well, I ended up getting hitched.
Here's what happened. There was a Rufus Wainwright show in Paris, and Crystal decided to check it out. That's where she met Van.
What had happened was I go in to find my seat, and I ended up spotting this amazing French actress by the name of Isabelle Huppert, who's a stunner. And as I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's Isabelle Huppert. Van sees me and she goes, oh, my God, that's Crystal Warren. And her uncle said, who? I particularly like that she had mentioned what her uncle had said because it's grounding, you know? during the intermission, she had walked up to me and she said, excuse me, are you Crystal Warren? I said, yes. And I actually recognized her. She's a teacher. And she had contacted me through social media. Her students wanted to do like this biography on me in their class, and so she had contacted me to know if I could give any tidbits for them to use in their project. So I recognized her as well, and invited her and her uncle out for drinks after the Rufus performance. And somewhere in the midst of all of that, it was, you know, I have to see her again.
I've heard a rumor that barbecue did play into this courtship
as
well.
Yes, so the three of us share a cab, and we drop off her uncle, and as the cab is about to drop her, I said, "Listen, I'm having a barbecue on Friday. If you'd be interested in coming, and you know, feel free to bring your uncle." And she said, yeah, I'd love to. So she hops out, and then I immediately get into my phone and all of my contacts, text them and said, you know, hey, will you please come to my place on Friday? Because I'm going
to
throw
a
party.
I
need to have you there. Yeah, I need to have a barbecue.
do Parisians, like, have a full grasp of what it means to have a barbecue?
Now they do. Does you need a different view? By and by you'll find the time, you'll gather up a well to cry.
You have to fight fire with fire. If love made Crystal Warren homesick for Kansas City, it was going to take love to keep her in Paris anyway.
I've become an honest woman. And now 8 years later, it's my other home.
Crystal Warren has two hometowns, Kansas City and Paris. And love is what they have in common. Fittingly, Crystal Warren also writes and sings some gorgeous love songs. Let's go out on one of those. This one's based on a poem by William Blake. It's called The Clod and the Pebble. And if you stick around until after the credits, Crystal will share the secret to hitting those low notes. This episode of Midwesternish was produced by Matt Hodapp and Jen Chen. Sylvia Maria Gross is our editor. You can subscribe to Midwesternish on NPR One or wherever you generally do that kind of thing. If you're liking Midwesternish and you want to hear more stories from our little crew, you can check out Central Standard, a daily talk show that I host on Kansas City's public radio station, KCUR 89.3. Head to kcur.org and give it a listen. I'm Gina Kaufman, and now the secret to Crystal Warren's vocal range. Her voice does this incredible thing where it dives super low, really gradually, and really naturally. Here's her confession.
I think it's a bit of age and maybe a touch of hard living.
How does hard living play into it?
Well, I am a naughty smoker. There, I've admitted it. Aunt Loretta, Aunt Mamie, Mom, Samara, oh. It's out there now.
Joy in their nervous loss of ease and builds a hell, builds a hell, and builds a hell in heaven's despite.